BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. One of our listeners gets in touch to tell us she's completely 100% behind the idea of Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Fat Tuesday, Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth, and a brilliant innuendo bingo with Gino De Campo. Sausage! I tell you what, we're going to have a cracking couple of days. Tomorrow is Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. A lot of people asking questions about that. We'll get to that a bit later on. But listen tomorrow between 1 and 4. And anything you need to know, if you are thinking of breaking up with somebody, and only if you're thinking of doing it, okay, it has to come from you in the first place, we'll give you everything you need, all the advice, all the rules, tomorrow from 1 o'clock. And a crack team of reporters reporting on the transfer deadline day from around the UK. It's going to be epic tomorrow.
But then today, what are we saying about today, Mills?
Have you started writing your diary of your amazing week yet?
Mate, I'm so excited for Innuendo Bingo today. It's huge! I don't know why. I know. Do you know what? Radio 1 sees some of the biggest pop stars in the world come through, big film stars, whatever.
All of them.
Gino De Campo's on Innuendo Bingo today.
And this makes you probably more excited than when Rihanna came in.
Probably, yeah.
But why is that, please? I mean, no offence, Gino. I love you lots.
I don't know. There's just something about that man, isn't there? That's what everyone says. Gino De Campo's just a legend. Like, I find myself watching videos of him on YouTube for, like, start with one, move on to another one, move on to another one.
Just of Gino De Campo.
Maybe it's just the way he says sausage.
It could be.
I don't know. I just love him.
So he's a celebrity chef who started out on ITV's This Morning, and he is brilliant. Since then, he's had books, opened restaurants. If you're not aware of his work, here he is from a recent Innuendo Bingo.
I'm actually very happy when people go to Italy and they enjoy. You know, you can see from your face. But, Eamon, the question is, did you take a road up the Colosseum when you went there?
Well, there we are. So Gino De Campo is on Innuendo Bingo today. Look at your little face. You're so happy.
So excited.
You never met him before, right?
No, I never met him before. Nice guy. They always say, don't meet your heroes.
He is an absolute ledge. You will love him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You'll want to be his friend. He won't want that from you, but you will want that.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So that's coming up at 1:45, and it's a great day. Look at his face. I don't understand. He's a nice guy, but I don't understand why you're, like, the excitement level is through the roof. Okay, coming up, we've got Coldplay Christmas Lights. Yes, that's a Christmas song. Also, Tiny Temper and Labyrinth, and now one of the artists that was on One Extra Live in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Tanaje.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those Christmas lights keep shining on.
I don't know what some people are on about, saying it's too early for Christmas songs. It's in 2 weeks. Christmas is 2 weeks and a bit.
You've had a right about turn on that one then, because up to now you've been saying it's a bit early, we peak too soon.
It depends.
Saying,
which,
right, we'll go.
It depends which one it is. If it's I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, no. If it's that, I mean, that's epic. Coldplay, Christmas Lights on BBC Radio 1. And then there are ones that you have to wait till really near Christmas for, like the Christmas song that we made.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound right.
Oh, you don't think we can play that this week?
I don't know.
Make a call on that one. So yeah, we made this Christmas song, was it last year?
Two years ago. Yeah, perfect Christmas single. I don't know when to play it. I think maybe this week's a bit soon. But really good to hear that. Coldplay and Christmas Lights on BBC Radio 1. Gino De Campo is coming in soon to play Innuendo Bingo.
Gino.
Just had a thought, actually. You know that Christmas is a time of giving.
Okay.
Are we going to send each other's mums presents again this year? Because I really enjoyed that last year.
It was a really scary moment for us, both,
so,
individually.
To explain what happened, I sent a present to Chris's mum, and Chris sent a present to my mum. Only we told each of our mums that they were from us, from their son. So we then both got them on the phone, like, one after the other. And I was on the phone to my mum. I was like, you know that present under the tree? unwrap it, but I didn't know what it was because Chris sent it.
It was tricky to know what to buy for your mum. So I just thought what we could do is get you to buy it this time, and likewise, I will buy for your mum. Because it's a sort of change of ideas, isn't it?
But we tell our mums that it's from us, and then you've got that awkward moment where you don't know what it is as they're unwrapping it. And then you go, so mum, what's the present? What did you get my mum?
I bought your mum a Miley Cyrus twerking outfit, and she read the box instructions with it and the description. It was latex. It was brilliant.
Yeah. And obviously before that, you didn't know what you'd got her.
No.
Then I was on the phone to my mum. Thanks for sending this to her. So, your mum.
My mum, yeah.
No, we're on the phone.
Well, thank you for getting this for my mum. It's one of the most awkward experiences of my life hearing her say this back to me.
So we called Chris's mum. And he was like, open the present, mum. Happy Christmas. Hope you like it from your loving son. And I had got her a doormat that said, I like it dirty on it.
Not something you want your mum to read back to you.
No. So I'm thinking, do we do that again this year? Because I think...
I think we should.
I think we did. So, like, we need to start sending really soon. So this week, think of something a little bit inappropriate...
Oh, I've got a good idea.
...to send my mum, and I'll get looking tonight as well. All right? The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Gino De Campo.
Hey, buonasera, buonasera. I can't believe I'm on Radio 1.
The man is my hero already.
I know. This is super cool, guys.
How are you?
I'm all right. What about you?
I'm great. It's so good to have you on today. You've never been on the show before.
I've seen
you before, and you're like, oh, we must do it. And today is the day. And you're the kind of person that when you walked in here, did he not just light up the room?
Absolutely.
I saw this beautiful lady standing next to the desk, and I think this is going to be great.
It's good in there. There's a load of beautiful people in
this. This is cool in the entrance. It's like one after the other.
I know. That,
I can see now why you guys come to work. A huge smile on
your
face.
You are such a flirt. And you smell great today.
Oh, thank you for noticing. I always have in my pocket one of these.
What is that?
No, listen,
it's
listen.
It's whipped out.
Look. Put your hands up.
Go on,
it's one of these things that you buy on the in the airport. So you put your favorite perfume in.
Yes.
And before you go into a meeting, you put it on, and people think, "Wow, God, this guy smells good."
You do smell good.
See, the problem that I have, I just come back from the restaurant, so it's.
But that's what I was going to ask. Is it not tricky as a chef to smell fresh and clean?
That's the reason why I got this, because usually I smell of onions, caramelized onions, garlic, balsamic vinegar, fish. So I have to have this on to kind of, you know, cover up.
I love how you just whipped out that bullet there full
you
of
see that?
Full of aftershave. I know, look at that. One move.
Have you got any other gadgets on you?
Not really. No. I got one which I use often.
Okay.
It's not for.
Okay, good.
Not for.
Now, I've got to say that Chris here, who you'll be playing against on Innuendo Bingo today, watches endless videos of you.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, he does.
What kind of cooking, I hope?
Cooking, yes.
Yeah, mixture, because I've only very recently got into cooking and sort of become obsessed with cookbooks for a reason that even I don't really understand.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
So not just that, but also I'll go on YouTube and watch clips of you on This Morning.
Hey, you're probably Gino's new book.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's very smooth.
Yeah.
Scott, that was very smooth.
Have you got a book out at all?
I got a new book out called Gino's Italian Escape, A Taste of the Sun.
Oh, lovely.
And, you know, that's what you need at Christmas, right? Mm. You need a taste of the sun.
Loads
of recipes, mainly concentrated in the north side of Italy. Okay. When I did the series, we went in the north side, Venezia, Milano, Genova, Bologna, and it was amazing. A big difference from the south of Italy. The north side of Italy, they tend to use heavier ingredients, i.e. butter, cream.
Butter?
Oh, yeah, they use butter, yeah.
Oh.
Butter, cream. They do casserole dish, so much heavier.
Yeah.
In the south, we tend to lighten
up. I'm keen to bring out a cookery book myself.
Well, no, okay, we're talking about Gino's in the moment, so maybe have a go
on that. No, this is interesting. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to be my competitor if you love me that much?
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's not even about being a competitor thing. It's about new kid on the block, sort of. I think all you big chefs can get complacent because there's only a few really sort of...
Scott, is he criticising my...
I don't know.
It sounds to me that he's criticising that I'm getting complacent.
Yeah, I know. That's what he just said.
I was in a stationery store, but one that sells books. You know the one I mean. And it's I was in there looking at the cookbooks, and it's the same faces there. And I think there needs to be a new...
Oh, I see. So when you say Comprese, yeah, it's only five or six of us that we sell book. Yeah.
Time for a new one, is what he's saying.
Oh, so you want to become the new...
Gino DeCampo.
The new Gino DeCampo. Well, that's thank you for that. Yeah. You need to work on the accent if you want to become the new Gino DeCampo.
Oh, so you do put it on?
I don't.
He's actually from Croydon.
All right, mate.
Oh, lovely.
Sheffield.
He's from Sheffield.
Yeah. I'll buy your book if you put one out.
Do you know the favourite thing of mine, for me, that you've ever done, is that programme, Gino, where you used to cook the favourite recipe of the dead relative?
Yes, there's no taste like home.
Oh, there's not, yeah, yeah.
I loved that.
That was very touchy, because a lot of these recipes, they were for people that they were mainly dead.
Yes, they were.
And
they were dead.
I was taking the mic all the way through the shows, all the way through the day. Of course, some of them, they couldn't show it on television. Yes. But I was like, are we seriously talking about a dead person recipe? No, she, you know, I remember the daughters mainly and the sons, they were like, no, my grandmother, she would want you to do it like this.
I know. And then you'd have a picture of the granny next to, like, her favourite
lasagna. Yes, Ezra. And I was thinking, well, you know what, she's dead. She ain't going to see this show, right?
I know,
let's
but
do
it's,
it the
it's
way
quite
I want.
Touching, yeah. I think.
I thought you did a great job with it.
One of my favourite shows.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, guys.
And we're about to play In Your De Bingo with Gino DeCampo. If you want to get online, you can watch it at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It does get wet. Please do not swear.
No, of course I won't. Yeah, yeah. I got a pair of trousers with me.
Excellent.
I got a new top. I got a new pair of pants.
Excellent.
Socks, because I thought, I don't know where this is going to go. So let's play.
Gino, before we play, we love the way you say sausage.
Yes, sausage.
Sausage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's our favourite.
Is it not good sausage?
It's really good.
Sausage.
No, it's great. It's just, for me, it's become a bit of a catchphrase of late.
Would you mind saying, so he can put it on his phone every time he gets a message, Chris, you have an excellent sausage.
Sausage, yeah.
Chris, you have an excellent sausage.
Yes.
There we are. Excellent.
Thank you.
There you go.
And now we're ready to play Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Gino DeCampo today on Innuendo Bingo. This is a great day.
I took my top off because I know this is going to be wet. So
all right.
Yes. I wore a T-shirt, ready to go.
Yes. I like it that people are now asking you to say different things. Could you just say Worcester sauce for me, please?
Oh, no, that's the one I can't say. Worcester sauce. That's it.
Could you also say Lancashire hot pot for me, please?
Lancashire hot pot. Lancashire hot pot.
This is my favourite. I could do this all day. But we need to play the game. It's time for Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Exciting scenes here at Radio 1 as TV chef and legend Gino DeCampo is about to play Innuendo Bingo. Be warned, Gino, the water's cold.
It's freezing.
And obviously wet. Get online. You can watch us at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Oh, wow, I'm tanned.
Hi. It's quite festive here with the tree and all, isn't it?
Yeah, got a tree there. Right. Oh, the tree's going to get soaked. Rubbish.
Watered. Oh.
Watered. Right. Okay, right, here we go. So what you do, Gino, is take a big sip of water. Yeah. Let us know if you're watching this today.
Salute.
A lot of students on study break seem to be loving this already. 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. Okay, so we have water in our mouths. Obviously, when you hear the bingo, the innuendo, hopefully the water will flood out. Aim for his face, not the bin. We begin on a TV show called This Morning. And here is a brief rundown of the sort of things that you get on the programme. Although, I guess that you probably already know this, Gino. Uh-huh.
Welcome back. Still to come, X Factor Gossip. Plus, we meet contestant Zoe Devlin.
Also, Phil Vickery gets his pork out.
Okay, good. So, Gino wasn't expecting that.
Oh, well held, mate.
He felt the full force. But now you know what you're up against, right, Gino?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got it?
Oh.
I know.
Do you want to refill or do you want to just keep it in? Keep it
Phil Vickery gets his pork out.
Thank you, Paul, who emailed that one.
Hey.
And now to the rugby commentary on BBC Radio Ulster. Now, I'm no expert on the rules of rugby, but I'm not sure this kind of rough play is covered in the rules of the game, is it? Here we go.
Somebody didn't do their job properly in the Crusaders' defence for that.
balls down their throat, they'll be quite happy with those all day.
Oh no, he's going to go.
I think you need to get that one down, Eugenio, yeah. Because...
Right, Gino, we can't have him being dry. It's, do you know what I'm saying?
Stop I'm
being a,
warm.
Stop being a
it's
gentleman about it.
Balls down their throat, they'll be quite happy with those all day.
There we are. Thank you, Sinead, for spotting that one on BBC Ulster. Now, our listener, Anthony, emailed this one to me. It's from a press conference that he was watching for the Ultimate Fighting Championships in America. His fighter, Gilbert Melendez, who really studies his opponent, so he always knows what they're going to do next. Here we go.
I wanted to pressure Anthony. I didn't want him to set. And even when I didn't pressure, I could see the look in his eye like he was going to come.
I think he meant come at him. but whatever.
I'm sure I could see the look in his eye like he was going to come.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. How are you feeling, Gino?
Oh, come on, man. This
well, good, man?
What can we look? I've got a meeting after this.
Yes.
I know,
you've
yes.
got spare clothes, haven't you?
I know, but...
got your spare pants. You're fine.
Yeah, I've got everything.
Sausage.
Right. Sausage.
Sausage.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, right. Get him this time. Get him. Because you wanted him to be as wet as you. Over to last week's episode of MasterChef The Professionals now. This French chef sounds like she knows how to make a very special delivery.
I'm excited to welcome them. We are delivering happiness every lunch and dinner.
That's happiness there.
Happiness!
Happiness. Happiness.
We are delivering happiness every lunch and dinner for people, and there is nothing better than that.
Thank you to Ben in Bath and our friend Sam and loads more of you who saw that one. Thank you.
That's gone through.
Has it gone through now?
Yes.
Gino's getting the hang of it now. You're getting soaked as well as him. Oh, it's got a bit wet t-shirt contest over there, Gino. Hey. And now, another one of our favourite food clips for Gino. And it's from my all-time favourite dinner date. And it sounds like Natalie has, quite a fun evening in store.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things. And Natalie will feel the love with some pork insider.
See, that, that's fun.
We've got him.
That's fun.
We got him.
With some pork insider.
There we are. Okay. Loads of people are watching this today. Caroline in Durham should be doing my uni assignment, but I'm watching Gino instead. OMG, I love Gino. Michelle in Bedford. Taking a break from work, watching Gino and Bingo. Best lunchtime ever, says David in London. Okay, refill, please.
Right.
We're going over to a play on Radio 4 now. And this female detective has been looking into the very incriminating activities of a man called Tony Maguire.
So it took a whole month for Tony Maguire to decide to finger Cassius.
It'd be funny, you'd think that Cassius would have lost interest after a month.
He goes again.
Toby was fingering him to the detective for committing the crime there.
So it took a whole month for Tony Maguire to decide to finger Cassius.
Thank you, Bethan. Where are you wettest right now, Gino DeCampo?
Have you got spare clothes?
I've got some spare pants as well, also.
All right, good.
It would be an honour if you would wear his pants.
Listen, I bought a 3-pack earlier on in your honour, in case you needed them.
And they are new?
Yeah.
They're new.
That's the man. That's the man. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you going to wear them?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Why not?
What a brilliant day for you, Chris, eh? Buy a 3-pack and Gino wears one of them.
Who would have thought?
I know. When you woke up this morning. Okay, here we go. Water, please. All right. And over to the Guardian's Football Weekly podcast now. And some disturbing news on the cruel treatment that coach Chris Holton used to give his team. Here we go.
Would you remember that example of Chris Hughton?
Hughton, my bad.
Who had the benefit of his Norwich team together through an international break, and he drilled them. He drilled them hard until they could barely walk, I believe.
Yes, Gino! Oh, what a spray. Straight in his face. Like a water cannon.
OMG, no.
OMG, no.
Would you remember that example of Kasutin, who had the benefit of his Norwich team together after an international break, and he drilled them. He drilled them hard.
Phil sent that one to me. Thanks, Phil. If you've got any more, send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And finally, one last very unusual serving suggestion here from off of the 80s, Joan Collins.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Oh, Gino, you're so good. Chris is having to shake his hair like a dog. That was brilliant. Gino, thank you so much. You're a hero. Come back and play again soon.
Yes, mate. That was the funniest thing ever. Thank you very much.
You're a gent. And don't forget that 3-pack of pants as you leave the building.
Come on, let's go get the pants.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. That is a brilliant track. That is Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, on BBC Radio 1.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it, but is it going to be one of those that we're going to hear a lot, obviously a lot now, right? And then
yes, probably for the next 6 months, actually.
And then do you reckon it might go a little bit Blurred Lines in the sense that you hear it all the time?
It will become new Blurred Lines,
right?
100%.
But right now it's fresh and clean.
At the moment, fresh and clean. And then within 2 years, Mark Wright, I'll be playing it on a Saturday night!
Okay, good.
What a tune, though. Mark Ronson is Radio 1's track of the day.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember, relationship transfer deadline day is tomorrow on this show between 1 and 4. And the actual deadline, where you're not allowed to break it up with anybody over Christmas and New Year, is 3 p.m. tomorrow. We'll have an amazing and expert team of reporters on the ground, in the studio, and for the first time, in the sky, watching if you're breaking up or not, tomorrow from 1.
It's really going up a level this year, it feels.
It is as well.
But this time tomorrow, we'll be, you know, deep in it, won't we?
Mm-hmm. And this is only if you are thinking of breaking up with somebody already. A lot of people obviously getting very worried about the transfer deadline day tomorrow. You never know, it might be you. But you'd rather know, wouldn't you, before Christmas? It's a public service. So what I'm really enjoying at the moment is specific Christmas lists of what mums and dads want.
What do you mean?
So one of my friends just sent this to me, and it's what his mum has texted him when he's like, what would you like for Christmas? She's put, yes, Titanic with Kate Winslet as Mine Scratched, Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler, Notting Hill with Hugh Grant, and Dirty Dancing featuring Patrick Swayze. I like it that she's gone into detail about who's in the films. Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze. Don't worry if four are too much money. Just get me Titanic and Notting Hill, please. Do you know what you want yet?
It's sweet. It's a little bit like what I was hearing on Greg's show yesterday when he was talking about mum things.
I know, that was brilliant.
It's just certain things that only your mum would ask for. It's the case at Christmas as well.
But I really like it that she's put the stars of the film in case you didn't know. Titanic, starring Kate Winslet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine it, David Guetta dressed as a racing driver. That's what you get in the video.
I've seen the video now after you mentioned it yesterday. It is weird.
Doesn't disappoint, does it?
I kind of like it. What are you saying?
It's plainly one of those things where it's like, he's always wanted to be a racing driver. He's a frustrated racing driver, David Guetta. And now he's got all the monies and can do whatever he wants. He's like, can't do his voice. Yes, I would like to do the racing driver in next video.
Yeah.
In that voice. And that's exactly what happened there. And you can, like, he's got millions now. Just do it like that.
It is worth a look, though. Lots going on.
If you were a pop star and you wanted to recreate the ultimate video, something you've always wanted to do, what do you think it would be? Like playing football or something.
Right, okay. That's going to take thinking. But it wouldn't be far off what David Guetta did in that video.
You can do whatever you want.
Can I?
I want to go to the moon in my next video.
What would you do?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I'd probably be on stage in like some kind of Vegas show.
Do you know what? There are pop stars that must be there thinking, what can I do? What if they've
what
said
have
I can do?
Always
they've
wanted
literally
to do.
Said you can do anything that you want.
That's
we
what
can
they
make
do.
Make it happen.
That's what they do.
Or make it look like it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. I'll think on that.
Okay. Hey, Frosty the Snowman's coming up.
Yes.
And also we've got for you a bit of Bullet, Watermat, and Churches Get Away, which I love. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Becky.
Hello, Becky. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm just calling in. I think your transfer deadline day idea is amazing.
Yes. Oh, thanks. It's tomorrow. Awesome. But why?
Well, because last year, around September time, the guy that I was seeing, he moves abroad to Ireland.
Okay.
And, you know, you think it's fine. It's only like a 55-minute flight. So, you know, we're like, okay, well, you know, we'll keep on going with it and we'll see how it goes.
Right, so you thought Ireland's not that far. I can get to see him every now and again. So let's continue the relationship.
Yeah, and then as soon as I realise that you have C involved, things get a little bit more tricky.
Yeah, did no one tell you there was C between England and Ireland?
No, we didn't.
Did you think there was a bridge?
This is incredible. So at some point you had a talk, I assume, where you sat down and you went,
Becky,
there's no bridge.
I know. I know now. I had to learn the hard way. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wow.
It's like my friend that used to think there was a bridge between Australia and New Zealand. There isn't.
No.
You have to get a flight.
You do. You do have to get a flight. I did get a flight. I had to realise that.
So you went to see him and he came to see you a few times, right?
Yeah. So, you know, all that was happening. And basically, he couldn't really get enough time off to come back for Christmas time and New Year's.
Yeah.
So I'm like, being the nice girlfriend I am, I'll book to come over for a few weeks. You know, I'm at uni, I've got the time off, it's no problem.
Okay.
And my family kind of feel a bit bad for me because they're like, oh, you're going to be over there, just you two, like, on your own. Why don't, like, we come and see you on Boxing Day and we can have, like, a bit of a Christmas family time with you guys over there and then make it, like, a little bit of a holiday.
Okay, right, so we've got you going over there, but then your family feel bad about you being there with just him at Christmas. So who decides to book flights and fly over to see you in Ireland?
So it's my mum, and then because she's, like, so excited and she's just trying to be nice, she decides to involve everyone. And I mean everyone. I don't just mean, like, mum and dad popping over. She invites my brother's girlfriend, my uncle. It's, like, turning into, like, this massive thing.
And then they're all like, let's have family Christmas in Ireland now.
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, it's great. So you can have Christmas Day together. We'll fly over on Boxing Day. It'll all be fine. And, you know, we'll have a lovely time for a few days and then we'll go home. Fine. Seems
what?
Perfect,
no,
right?
This is so weird. So what
Why
do you
are they
mean?
All coming over?
I just, you know. Oh,
it's families, right? I know.
Families, no. Yeah. Because basically his family couldn't come over and see him.
So all of your family decide to go over and see him and you?
Your family are so cool. I mean, it's kind of weird, but it's really nice.
Let's just all fly over to Ireland, guys, yeah?
I think they thought, oh, it'll be a nice, like, little family getaway around Christmas time for us lot. And then we can, like, see you guys for, like, a couple of meals and stuff. And, you know, so you're just, like, you're not on your own the whole time.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird when you look back on it, but at the time I just thought, oh, you know, do what you want. Like,
yeah, just
I wasn't
going to
see them the whole time, you know.
Yeah. Then what happened?
So I was meant to fly out a couple of weeks before Christmas and spend a reasonable amount of time over there. And then about a week before Christmas, he breaks up with me for various reasons.
Whoa.
And, you know, stuff happens, long distance. You're like, okay, like, I can deal with this. But it's just the time of year. And I thought, oh, my God, I've got to tell my family. And, like, they've got non-refundable flights and hotels.
Oh, no.
And everything. And I thought, what am I going to do? Like, I can't go over there. This is just awful. And then I tell my family, and they're like, well, we've spent all this money on flights and hotels for, like six of us. We can't not go. So they were like, we're still going to have to go.
This
is a joke. Like, yeah. I can't deal with this.
No, can't go there.
Oh, no. I was like, I can't go. But then the thing is, I wasn't going to. I knew that I needed to see him face to face just to clear things up because, you know, texting and Skype's rubbish.
Yeah.
So I was like, I changed my flight to go over with my family on Boxing Day because obviously I wasn't going to go over before that and stay with him. But yeah. That was kind of even worse because I was on the plane with, like, my mum, my dad, my brothers all giving me, like, this sympathy look the whole time.
Oh, no.
You know, all, like, kind of looking at me going, isn't this so hard for you? And you're just like, oh, my God, like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Christmas Day was kind of ruined because we were flying out the next day.
And you just had it on your mind the whole time.
Yeah, and we just had it on. I'm all sitting around the Christmas table, like, you know, with crackers, trying to act like it's all fine. And I'm like, it's not fine. Like,
You couldn't write it.
Like, I look back on it now and I think it's absolutely hysterical.
But so what happened? You all fly over on Boxing Day and Where do you go?
So, oh yeah, this is also hilarious. My mum's hotel, because obviously, you know, it's Christmas time, it's really busy. There wasn't any more rooms in the hotel for me. So, I flew over to see him just for a day, just to chat things out. But I had to end up staying in his flat.
No!
I had nowhere else to stay.
Oh, no!
Which was just, like, the most awkward situation ever.
Oh, no. I feel so sorry for you.
So do I.
I just kind of want to give you a hug or something. It's
awful.
Because it sounds like your family have been so cool, wanting to support you. You've gone out there. It's all going to be so nice. And weirdly, you're now on a plane moving away from the one place that you want to be, which is home, to go to see a boyfriend that you've split up with.
He's already dumped me anyway. So
yes.
I'm on a plane to nowhere. It's not going to get any better. Do you know what I mean?
So your family, from Boxing Day onwards, are in this hotel, but there's no room at the inn for you, Christmas.
Yeah, no.
So you... So, Mary, you go to the local, the local inn, which is your ex-boyfriend's.
Yeah.
This is like a Gavin and Stacey episode.
Yeah. It's awful. And then obviously there's like the awkwardness of his roommate, because he knows what's happened and he knows that we're not together, but we've kind of got to talk like everything's fine. Oh, you know, how's your Christmas? And we all know it's just really, really awkward.
So, Becky, what's the conclusion here, do you think?
I think the conclusion is that transfer deadline day is a very, very good idea. And if you're thinking of breaking up with someone, you should definitely do it a long time before or after Christmas, so you don't ruin someone's Christmas, because it is the most coupley time of the year. So
absolutely.
If you're dumped, you're walking around and you've just got like couples like just rubbing their affection in your face. And it's not good.
So this is why we're doing this, and the deadline, the cut-off point, is tomorrow at 3 p.m. on Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
Yeah.
And you're fully 100% behind this?
100% behind it.
And looking ahead to transfer deadline day tomorrow, are you in a relationship right now or are you single?
I'm single, so great. I do not have that to worry about.
Nothing to worry about there then?
No, I've obviously got friends in relationships, so I'm letting them know of this rule, just in case.
Hmm. You can just watch on, can't you? You can just see the deadline day unfold.
All the wisdom that I have from it last year.
Exactly. Cool. Well, I'm glad that you're behind us, and make sure you're listening tomorrow from 1 o'clock, because it's happening. We've got reporters on the ground, and for the first time, in the sky.
In the sky?
Yeah. It's gone up another level
this
year.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Listen tomorrow from 1 o'clock, all right?
I will.
That is an incredible story. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Just seen Sam on Twitter. He's just screenshotted a text that he sent to his girlfriend. Just letting you know, transfer deadline day tomorrow. Keeps them on their toes a bit though, doesn't it? Whoever they are.
I think it's just that, you know, you get to that time, you get to 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then you just know it's safe. You know you can really get on with the festive time. Safe in the knowledge, there's no dumpings.
Darren in Brighton had quite a similar situation to our last caller. 2 week holiday over Christmas with the ex. She broke up with him on the first day there. 2 weeks stuck in her house with her and her parents. That's what we're trying to avoid here on Transfer Deadline Day. It's tomorrow between 1 and 3 with the cut-off point. That is the point you're not allowed to break up with someone over the festive period at 3 p.m. tomorrow. And now we can reveal tomorrow's plans.
Transfer Deadline Day, live.
We're taking it up a notch this year, everybody. From 1 o'clock tomorrow, we will have Alice Levine in the hub. She'll be monitoring all your texts and tweets for news on the day's last-minute breakups. Hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day is how you can let us know if there are any transfer rumours where you are. Also, new to Deadline Day, Ollie Murs will be our eye in the sky, watching over the tense final few hours from the Love Copter. He'll move from city to city, observing from above as Great Britain finally gets its act together and sort things out before the holidays. Last year, some people missed the deadline because they were stuck in traffic at 3 p.m. Not this year, with Ollie Murs and his help from the Love Copter.
Love Copter.
Also, Jeff Brazier. After his success roaming the streets last year, we've upgraded Jeff to the role of Deadline Day Analyst. He'll be crunching the numbers, analysing all the data coming in to let us know if this is likely to be a Christmas of joy or heartache across the UK. Also, Ollie Locke. He's our man on the ground in Chelsea. Because if there's anywhere that's going to have a drama going, let's face it, it'll be the wine bars and boulangeries of Chelsea. Also, Chris Kamara.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Football expert Chris Kamara rejoins the team. Last year, he made a brilliant showbiz correspondent, letting us know how the celebrity world was fixed for the festive period. Although he was a bit confused at times. Tomorrow, Kamara reprises his role on Transfer Deadline Day. And 5 seconds of summer. Yes, actual international music phenomenon of heartthrobs. 5 seconds of summer joined the team. We brought them in for the most important job of all. When the 3 p.m. deadline comes, they'll be banging my massive gong. All tomorrow between 1 and 4 on Radio 1's Transfer Deadline Day. Get involved.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloss coming up on Real or No Real Fat Tuesday edition.
Just keep forgetting about it. Don't know why.
Well, this is, I'm not sure this is right. Quite a few people are trying to shake up their partners now by reminding them that it's Transfer Deadline Day tomorrow. Like this person, Pam, who's just sent a Facebook message to her boyfriend, Kevin. Says, relationship transfer deadline day tomorrow. Feeling nervous?
Just adding to the excitement of it.
I know. Also, Matt in Cornwall makes a good point. Wants some advice. What about the emergency loans market? Is it better for transfer deadline day to look at homegrown talent or look for experienced overseas players?
I think it's one that we need to think on for tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I don't have the answer to that right
but
now.
I would say loan deals don't count for this transfer deadline. That wouldn't make much sense.
Why?
Well, I suppose if we're going to keep it like the real transfer deadline day, loan deals can still happen. This is purely about, you know, official signings over the Christmas period.
Okay.
Are
you allowed to get with somebody in the window of transfer deadline day?
Yes.
I think that's fine.
You're just not allowed to break up with them.
Yeah. So we'll discuss all this tomorrow between 1 and 4. Make sure you're listening and use the hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. Make sure you're here tomorrow from 1 o'clock. It's an all-star cast.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, have you seen the pictures of Kate and William meeting Jay-Z and Beyonce?
That's a bit catty of you.
Well, no, there isn't one. I mean, it sounds fine, but there's no actual... Like, try and sing along to that. Can you remember it now? Go.
If you tweeted that, that's where you'd put one of those fingernail emojis, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. But then they're like, don't diss Queen Bee, yeah? Well, I'm just saying, there's no chorus in that song. It's an actual fact. Try and sing it to me now. Go.
Swaggin' money, man.
Not a chorus. Have you seen the pictures of Kate Middleton and William meeting Jay-Z and Beyonce?
I have seen... Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
But also, Kate looks way too impressed.
It's weird seeing her fangirl.
Yeah, it looks like a fan, like massively starstruck. And I'm saying, can we all just get that in perspective, please? You're our future queen.
Yeah.
Be pleasant, but remain unimpressed.
So you're saying she should put on being unimpressed?
Even if you are fangirling massively inside, he's going to be king, you're going to be queen. Get it in perspective. Mm. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce, but they're still below you.
But that's why I like them, you know. I like them because they will... They will. They're happy to fangirl, fanboy.
I know, yeah, but they shouldn't. Just remain unimpressed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here is the man who has a wanted poster up at every restaurant in town. It's Charlie Sloth!
Cuz I saw you
grooving away to Underneath the Tree there.
Well, that's a big record still.
Isn't it, though?
I've never heard that one.
You've never heard of it, but it's a big record still.
Still? Man was grooving.
Get that on one extra.
I don't know about that, mate.
Instead of you singing, we played some of that yesterday.
Yeah, I heard you lot dissing us still.
What was that about, Charlie? I was going to
declare war. I declared war on Greg, but you two I like too much. I've got a soft spot for you, so I couldn't really cuss you as much. But I went on Greg a little bit still, slightly.
It was weird, though, wasn't it? I mean, you took the instrumental of a song that we made.
I thought it was a big record. One extra seemed to really appreciate it.
Really?
Big record, fam. Yeah, we put the urban edge on it. You know what I mean? We made it credible.
You have never played that perfect Christmas single on One Extra?
Yes, we have. We played your version.
Have you?
Yeah. We played it last year when you made it.
Oh, did you?
Of course we did. We support the cause, you know.
Mm. 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago.
You all right,
though? It feels like last year. Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, fully camoed up today, I see.
I know.
You've been in the woods.
Yeah. With the free bears.
Have you? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Think about it, fam. Think about it.
Charlie's on One Extra today from 4 o'clock. If you've never heard his show before, It's more of the same, really.
It's bare jokes, you know.
It's jokes.
Big records, banter, gossip, celebrity guests. You know them way there.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. Fat Tuesday is on.
In some cities in Australia, you can pay for parking by touching a contactless payment card on a traffic warden's hat.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant.
So, you know that some things are going contactless now. What you do is you just put your card up against the hat and Bob's your uncle. You've paid for it.
That's great. I like what you can do with these Bob's contactless things. Right? So I've seen some people do it with...
What was that?
Well, it's me doing a who.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening.
You know Oyster travel cards that you get in London?
Yes.
Well, you're right.
I'm fine, yeah. Sorry.
I've seen people take the little contactless bit out of it, attach it to a wand, and then they can go through barriers by touching the wand on the barriers. And
that's right.
And they open. It's amazing.
Have you got a wand?
Of course I have.
You don't do public transport, do you?
No. I did do it, though, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's good
of
you.
It was wicked. I didn't even know you could use your bank card to just tap on the side.
Yeah, that's what we're just saying.
Sick, bruv.
Yes.
Sick. Only reason I got on a train, though, is because there was no black cabs. It was raining, and man had to get the St. Pancras to get a train. So I was like, you know what? Lattice. I was waiting for 45 minutes for a black cab. I was wet, cold. I was like, I can't have this. I could have walked there and back in that time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You wouldn't walk.
I wouldn't walk. No. That's not happening.
So a train was it?
Tube.
Oof. Tube. Can't imagine you on there.
Yeah.
Did you try and hail it like I did once?
I did. Did you do that?
Yeah, they're going to stop anyway, Charlie.
Yeah. I bet you felt well powerful.
Yeah. So in Australia, you can pay for parking by touching a contactless payment card on a traffic warden's hat. Real or no real?
Oh, surely no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, yeah. It's made up, that one. What about this, though? Is this real, or did we just make it up for fun?
The film version of The Hobbit is so long, it actually takes longer to watch it than it takes to read the book.
Wow.
Doesn't interest me, that.
Wow. What's the last book you read, Charlie? Hobbit?
No, I'm not into The Hobbit. I'm into more factual books, you know? Self-education books.
What does that mean?
We're not going to talk about it on air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean, like empowerment?
Yeah.
Do you mean like hypnotism books?
No. No, that's just a bit weird.
What, like Paul McKenna, I Can Make You Thin?
Yeah.
You obviously haven't read that one.
That is rude, fam. That is. Do you know what? I actually got hypnotised about 3 months ago, you know. Did I tell you about that?
Is it a gastric band?
No, fam. Come on, a lot of fat jokes. Why are you being fattest? You're always fattest.
You're fattest.
Every time I see you, you're being fattest these days.
No, listen, though. You can be hypnotised to have an imaginary gastric band.
Nah.
Yes, you can. Try it.
Sounds weird.
You can.
Charlie, what were you saying?
I got hypnotised. It was really weird. And he was like, when I click my fingers, you're going to forget your name. But I forgot my name, fam. I've never believed in it, ever. I forgot my name. And then he was like, you've got a catchphrase, haven't you? I was like, yeah. He's like, what is it? I was like, ow. He's like, when I click my fingers, you're going to forget it. And he was like, tell me your catchphrase. I was like,
which isn't dissimilar to the catchphrase.
No, well, there's a big difference there, Chris, mate. A big difference. Anyway, hypnotism does work. It works. It happened to me.
Wow. Okay, so The Hobbit is long ting.
I can believe that because there's lots of sort of arty shots of scenery and stuff like that. So I'm going to say real.
Okay, so you're saying it takes longer to watch it than it takes to read the book.
Yes, sir.
And
really? I'm going to say no, I can't believe that.
That one is real.
Yes.
Wow.
Together, the three Hobbit films are 8.5 hours long.
No, you didn't say together. You said film.
Said film
versions.
I
knew it was together.
No, well, I didn't. That's
Use
unfair.
Your brain.
No, that's unfair. You said film, not films.
The average reading time for the book The Hobbit is just 5.2 hours. It was a total of three films and they were 8.5 hours long. So sadly, you lose the points there. Loser.
I'm not standing for that.
And next.
In Finland, there are so many reindeer, they have to be sprayed with fluorescent paint to stop cars crashing into them.
Have you been to Finland?
I don't think I have, actually.
Scandinavia's not, I wouldn't imagine, where you're biggest.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just don't think you'd have any gigs there. There's no Yateses.
You think I've got... Oh, that is so rude. Because I play everywhere. I'm that guy that plays everywhere. I fit in everywhere.
I'm not fitting everywhere, but
I fit in everywhere.
What you mean is you're very versatile.
Very versatile.
You don't just play Urban Nights.
I just want to clear this up right now.
You'll be in the cheese room.
The most live shows on the whole network. One Extra and Radio 1. Second to me is Mr. Jam, but in first is me. Just want to clear that up. Mm. I think I've done 187 live shows this year.
I mean, think? It's
year on year. Year on year, 187.
You do. You will play anywhere.
No, not really.
And you have.
No, no. I have standards. Yeah. You call me a dirty stop hat now.
No,
basically.
I didn't say that.
You say I'd go anywhere.
If they're offering you money, you'll take it.
Boy.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm turning down clubs left, right, and centre.
Mate, I've seen some of the venues.
You played at some of them.
Yes.
What are you
already,
talking about?
There's already pictures of me on the walls.
Yes. In a few of them, there are. Signed pictures. Oh, yeah, well, we only got you down there because, you know, Scott, is he coming again? Awkward. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, can you do a pop set? No, fam. Hip hop.
Go on, play us Club 7. Okay, so in I don't know how we got onto that. In Finland, they have fluorescent reindeer so that cars don't go into them.
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
You're having a shocker, mate.
I'm having a shocker today.
The reindeer are so big in Finland that they do cause quite the damage to some cars. The ones that live near busy roads are therefore sprayed with reflective paint.
Wow.
And finally,
according to a recent study, the more apps you have on your phone, the longer you're likely to spend on the toilet.
Oh, I guess so. I mean, just from a logical point of view, you get distracted, don't you?
Mm.
Try to be updating your Twitter there and, you know, no doubt you'll take a picture of yourself for Instagram.
Not for Instagram, though. Personal reasons.
Oh, God.
Don't know.
Coming next, some music on Radio 1, but first of that, we'll get the answer to this real or no real. If you spend longer in the toilet, do you spend longer in the toilet if you've got lots of apps on your phone?
You must do. I mean, I spend long enough on the toilet as it is.
Right, yeah.
I'm like an hour guy.
The problem is, the person who writes the real or no reels, as soon as you mention the toilet, Charlie is going to go into...
I know.
Well, it's real talk, though.
I know, but real talk...
I'm on that hour, on the toilet, boom, making sure every last drop is out, boom.
When
I get the last smash...
Stop it. What apps do you read?
Do you use a landing pad?
Okay. Real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yep. Oh, researchers found that the more distractions you have on your phone, the longer you'll spend on the toilet, to give you an excuse to play on your phone for longer. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Do you know what? Charlie only got 20, but I got 40. Big day. Do you know the campo and you end up bingoing 40 on Fat Tuesday's real or no real? Huge for me.
You need to come on Indian Bingo again soon.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, we'll book you. We'll
thanks,
book you for
man.
The new year, all right?
Thanks.
Yeah. Charlie Staff is on One Extra at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow, from 1 p.m. on Radio 1, it's Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. We'll have Alice Levine, Ollie Mers, Jeff Brazier, Ollie Locke, Chris Kamara, and 5 Seconds of Summer as we report on the breakups up and down the UK. Join us tomorrow from 1 and use the hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day.
Scott Mills. BBC.